And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, November the 17th, 2014. It's the birthday of Shelby Foote, born in Greenville, Mississippi, 1916. When he was 15 years old, a boy named Walker Percy moved to town. They were the same age. They became lifelong best friends. Both of them went to the University of North Carolina. And after a couple of years, Shelby Foote dropped out, joined the Army. He said, "Southerners are known for joining in whatever military action is going on, partly because they don't want anything that big going on in the world without being part of it." And in the Army, he started work on his first novel. Came back to Greenville, took part of the novel, made it into a story, sent it to the Saturday Evening Post. They accepted it. They paid him $750. He sent them a longer story. They accepted that, sent him a check for $1,500. And then he sent them an even longer story, and they rejected it. They said, "We regret to inform you that the Saturday Evening Post doesn't publish stories about incest." He said, "I was sort of relieved. I had a strong feeling that it was not supposed to go on like this." But his success at the Post inspired him to quit his job, become a full-time writer. He wrote his novel Shiloh about the Civil War, and then spent 20 years working on a three-volume series, The Civil War, a narrative. Over 1 million words, he wrote it all by hand. And then was featured on the Civil War documentary on PBS, and that made him a best-selling author. It's the birthday of Lorne Michaels, born in Toronto, 1944. He was a comedy writer, first for Canadian television, and then for American Acts, Lily Tomlin, Joan Rivers, Woody Allen. And then NBC asked Michaels to come up with a comedy show to replace the Johnny Carson reruns that were showing Saturday nights at 11:30. It was 1975. He hired a fellow Canadian, Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, Chevy Chase, a recent Harvard grad named Al Franken, and it was the first season of Saturday Night Live. And it's the birthday of Martin Scorsese, born in the Flushing section of Queens in New York, 1942. His early films, Mean Streets, Taxi Driver, got good reviews. His musical, New York, New York, was a big flop in 1977. Scorsese thought his career might be over. He started drinking too much, wound up in the hospital, and Robert De Niro came to see him and told him they had to make the movie that they'd been talking about for years, about the boxer Jake LaMotta. And Scorsese poured the next few years of his life into making that movie, Raging Bull. It was a big success when it came out in 1980. Here's a poem by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, A Child's Evening Prayer. Ere on my bed my limbs I lay, God grant me grace my prayers to say. O God, preserve my mother dear in strength and health for many a year. And, O, preserve my father too, and may I pay him reverence due. And may I my best thoughts employ to be my parents' hope and joy. And, O, preserve my brothers both from evil doings and from sloth. And may we always love each other, our friends, our father, and our mother, and still, O Lord, to me impart an innocent and grateful heart, that after my last sleep I may awake to thy eternal day. Amen. A Child's Evening Prayer by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving, to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.